Darwin came from a wealthy family. His father was a medical doctor in Shrewsbury. His mother died when he was quite young. He was only 8. And he was brought up largely by his sisters and went to the local schools.
Darwin's family not only was wealthy, but it also was at the centre of a lot of what was happening in Britain at the end of the 18th century. On the one hand, the Darwin family for a long time had been quite prominent, and his grandfather had been quite a famous advocate of evolution and was a very well-known poet. In fact, he wrote evolutionary poems that talked about the sex of plants, and these were extraordinarily fashionable and widely discussed in the late 18th century. And they were quite racy, in fact. The other kind of background that Darwin came from was the Wedgwood family, and of course this is the Wedgwood pottery family, and this was right at the leading edge of the Industrial Revolution and the Commercial Revolution that was sweeping through Britain in the late 18th century. So when we think about Darwin as a kind of man that creates the modern world, in many ways we're looking back into an 18th century background which was creating the foundations for industrial society. And Darwin himself was very proud and aware of these kinds of family background and treasured them in many ways. Even when he begins theorizing in species, he writes at the top of the first page of his species notebooks, Zoonomia, which is the title of his grandfather's great treatise on evolution, written in the 1790s. I think Darwin's family background also, I think, created a lot of opportunities for him. It meant that he was well-connected, he knew a lot of the local Shropshire gentry, but also nationally his name was well-known. When the poet Coleridge talked about Darwinism and Darwinizing especially, he criticized Darwinizing, but he was referring to Erasmus Darwin. So the family, in some sense, had form. It had a history in these areas, and it was seemed to be quite a liberal, forward-moving kind of background.